This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Thursday. Good evening and welcome. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I want to do a shout out to John and Heather Minger, who took the time. I did not realize it, but they posted on Facebook, they posted my show 632, which was the first show I did after I had the heart attack, which I went back and listened to it, and thank God I don't sound like that anymore. It was quite labored. So thank you, John. Thank you, Heather, for pointing that out. I honestly remembered when I had the heart attack, and I remember when I had the surgery, I remember when I got out of the hospital, didn't remember when the first show was back. So, good to be reminded of that from time to time. In Virginia, carpetbagging Governor Terry McAuliffe has gotten out there, and he has blinked, although he got some stuff out of it. Now, if you remember last December, the Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring gutted concealed carry reciprocity agreements with 24 states. And that provision was set to go into effect on February the 1st. Now, McAuliffe will announce tomorrow that he will restore those agreements. And it comes with some concessions, specifically having state police present at gun shows to perform voluntary background checks on private sales. How are they going to do that, though? Are they going to have a computer console there to do it, or what? This is coming from Washington Post. Governor Terry McAuliffe plans to announce Friday that Virginia will restore handgun reciprocity agreements with nearly all states in a stunning reversal of firearm policy that angered Republicans and gun rights advocates across the nation. The about-face is part of a deal that McAuliffe struck with Republican leaders 1 month after Attorney General Mark R. Herring severed the right for gun owners in 25 states to have their concealed carry permits recognized in Virginia. In exchange, Republicans will agree to some concessions, according to McAuliffe's office and the office of the House Speaker, William J. Howell, Republican from Stanford. If an individual's Virginia concealed carry permit is revoked, a permit from another state will not be honored in Virginia, a practice known as state shopping. State police must be present at all gun shows to administer background checks in private sales of guns on a voluntary basis. Anyone subject to a permanent protective order for a domestic violence offense will be prohibited from carrying a firearm for the 2-year life of the order. The policy changes will come in the form of bipartisan legislation before the General Assembly. Now, here's the thing about this. I didn't need reciprocity with Virginia. Virginia is a constitutional carry state. As long as you carry in the open, you don't have to have a permit. So we could have all carried in the open. It wasn't that big of a deal. Now, the the Virginians themselves, the Virginians concealed carry permits, of course, they lost reciprocity with the states. They couldn't carry into these two dozen states, which, you know. In the run-up to the election, I was interviewed by WorldNet Daily, and they were asking me who I thought they should go for, and I said Cuccinelli. And Cuccinelli had his own, set of baggage. They all do. None of these guys are perfect, but he wasn't a carpetbagger. That's item number one. And item number two, he wasn't a gun grabber. And McAuliffe got elected. And this is the price of elections. I say that in all, I mean, not being able to carry concealed would not have kept me from going to Virginia. If I was, there's a few people I wouldn't mind seeing in Virginia, and if I were going to go, I would have gone. But here's what this did. This provided some gun control to Terry McAuliffe to show as legislation to pander to his base. That's my problem. He and a bunch of other people spent $2.2 million trying to get one seat in the Senate, which they could not buy. That's why Sean Maloney went there. That's why Tim Knight went there. Lots of people went there to keep that from happening, and they succeeded. But it doesn't matter. It does not matter now at all. So, because now they've got expanded background checks in Virginia on a voluntary basis. They gave the inch they didn't have to give. They made concessions where they didn't have to make concessions. I would have gone, if I were William J. Howell, I would have gone to the people, I would have been doing op-eds all over the state of Virginia saying, you know, we're going to legislatively pursue this and try to strip this guy. They had some good ideas. Take their armed detail away from them. I heard that being discussed. There were plenty of things they could have done. I'm sure right now what a lot of people are going to be sitting back saying is, you know what I need to do? I need to get a hold of Pratt. I need to ask him what he thinks of this. Because to me, not a whole lot was accomplished here. Especially if I can go into that state and just, you know, tuck my shirt in. Show my gun. Big deal. I couldn't care less. I don't even have to tuck my shirt in. I just tuck it in behind my gun. But no, we got concessions for it. Now they're gonna revoke all this stuff, and it's, you know, it's neither here nor there. We'll see. I don't think anything was gained in this. I don't think anything was gained in this. We can sit back and say McAuliffe blinked. I would love to know who initiated this. I don't know if the Republicans went to him or if he went to the Republicans. Whichever it was, it was unnecessary. Totally unnecessary. I have gotten a little bit of feedback from you concerning patreon.com. All of it has been good, but I haven't gotten nearly enough. I mean, I'm not going to put it out there with just the few that are out there. There's going to be some of you. I need to hear from the negatives as well, but I mean, here's what I want to do. I want to put the show on the road. I want to go out and I want to film some stuff. I don't want to film the rock star shooters, and I don't want to film necessarily the rock star manufacturers. I do want to film them, but I also want to film the gun owners. I want to film the people that carry the guns. I want to film old people. I want to film females. I want to film Gun Culture 2.0. And then I want to stick it out there for everybody to see. And I can't do it alone because, you know, there's a couple things that goes with taking a show on the road and everything else. I don't have the travel budget, and I need to get some equipment and some other things. So, you know, that's why I'm thinking about patreon.com. So I think I'm going to put the site up tomorrow, and I may do a video to go along with it just to explain what it is, or an audio or something. Something in mind. And I have enough people in various places where I could have a good go of it. I could bring some people to the, and yes, we also need to do the stop attack video. That's right. You're right. 100%. We will be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, this is very valuable information I'm about to be passing out right now. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This is a primer, once again, for the non-knowing about guns, but let's write about them all the time. Liberal, elite, gun-grabbing, idiot journalists that are out there. I have a few points, 14 things to be exact. Guns can be dangerous in the wrong hands, but so are articles about guns that are written by people that don't know a damn thing about guns. And there's no reason to be ignorant about firearms. They've been around for hundreds of years. They're owned and operated safely by tens of millions of people here in the United States. Our Constitution guarantees that individual right to possess guns so that we might be able to defend ourselves. Right next door to the guarantee where these idiots can write whatever they want. What are we talking about? What kind of self-inflicted injury? Who remembers what they saw coming from Ryan J. Riley from the Huffington Post? He put an image up on Twitter of some earplugs, and he wanted to know, he put on Twitter, I believe these are rubber bullets. Can anyone confirm? Total ignorance. He's hardly alone in this complete ignorance of how they work. The only epidemic that has to do with guns is in the misrepresentation department. So item number one, don't lecture anyone on gun safety until you understand the basic rules. And they're very, very simple. I'm going to give them to you right now for free. Treat all guns as though they're loaded. Never point the muzzle at anything you don't intend to destroy. Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you are prepared to fire. Always confirm your target as well as what is in front, behind, and around it. You follow those four rules, nothing bad is ever going to happen. If you screw up the first rule, then rule two will prevent you from shooting someone, blah, blah, blah. A lot of ways to go into that. Guns are inanimate objects. Guns do not kill people. People use guns to kill people. That's mocked by a lot of ignorant gun controllers, but it is true. It's also true the fact people, guns don't kill people, bullets do, if you want to really be pedantic about it. A gun cannot load itself. It cannot secure a loaded magazine by itself. An empty gun cannot chamber a round or rack the slide by itself, no matter how many Stephen King films you see. A gun cannot pull the trigger by itself. I don't like the term accidental shooting. I have shot somebody negligently before. It wasn't accidental. The gun did everything it was supposed to do. It had a round in it. I pulled the trigger on top of it, and it fired. The gun behaved exactly the way it was designed to be. I was the one that broke one of the rules. Actually, I broke three. I broke all the rules. That's what it was. So there are no accidental shootings. There are only negligent shootings. Modern guns do not accidentally go off. One thing that drives me nuts is when I read it in the news is how a gun went off. Here's another image on Twitter. School officer suspended. Investigation underway after officer's gun went off inside Western Wayne, South Dakota High School. It went off because he pulled the trigger. It didn't just magically go off by itself. This is what would be termed a negligent shooting. This is where you, once again, have broken one of the rules. Number four, semi-automatic and automatic are not synonyms. An automatic firearm is one where you pull the trigger once it has one in chamber, and it's just going to fire until it runs out of bullets. A semi-automatic one, you pull the trigger, and one round goes off. To send another round off, you got to release the trigger, pull the trigger again. It is not. They are not one of the same. They look a little bit sort of the same, but they're not one of the same. Number five, clip and magazine are not synonyms. A magazine is an enclosed box with a spring device in it, pushing on something they call I don't even know what they call it. Whatever's forcing the rounds up through into the magazine, into the chamber, letting them get shucked off. A clip is a piece of metal that is a strip that has little, it's got metal built, bent in to where it is grasping the bottom of the round where the indent is. And that's why the indent is there. So that it can be held by the clip. A clip, a magazine can hold, you know, an AR-15 magazine can hold 30 rounds. An AR-15 clip of ammo holds 10. a clip does not have any moving parts either. All it does is clip the ammunition together. So, you know, there you go. Number six, gun safeties can and will fail. I don't own a gun except for my ARs that have a safety, an active safety on them. And my Glocks do not have any active safeties on them. And you want to know what? I never put my finger on the trigger of a Glock unless I make sure that, one, I'm getting ready to shoot something, or two, I'm getting ready to practice dry firing that particular gun. And then, first thing I do is drop the magazine. The second thing I do is clear the round from the chamber. Without fail, I clear the round from the chamber. A lot of shootings with Glocks because they don't clear the round from the chamber. Mechanical safeties, I don't like them simply because I think they give you sort of a false sense of security. Number seven, the so-called smart gun technology is not reliable. I've spoken to that ad nauseum. I'm not going to continue. Number eight, handing someone a badge doesn't make him a good shooter. That's true. That's true. They do get some training in that, more so than, say, if you were, They shoot 44 rounds to qualify, I'll put it that way, which is 6 rounds less than they do here in South Carolina for the concealed carry permit. Number nine, the AR in AR-15 doesn't stand for assault rifle. That stands for Armalite. How about that? Number 10, high-capacity magazine bans are completely counterproductive. You can't track them. It doesn't matter. If you have 10-round magazines, you can actually, sort of change those faster. it's not something that's going to change things at all as far as crime. And there's no way to track it. There's no way to enforce it. Number 11, shoot to wound is absurd and dangerous. Cher, I like movies with Cher in them, primarily Moonstruck. I can't think of anything else I like that she's ever been in, but I did like her in Moonstruck. She put on Twitter, do police ever shoot to wound? Can arms, legs, shoulders be targets? The stress must be unbearable, but is there enough judgment training? Well, Cher, you know, when they're coming after you, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit back there and say, let me do a sound judgment. And no, everything else is sort of bad. We will get to the other points when we get back, 12 through 14. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Were you getting a stutter on your side? I think I was getting a stutter over here that originated on my side that was, did you get any of that? So that was my, well, my computer is sort of an anti-cue. Anyway, very good. Very good. Good to know. Good to know. I was talking about the 14 things that writers should know about guns before they're going to write about them. I'd gotten to number 12. I want to finish these out just because they're important. Number 12 is hollow point bullets are actually safer than standard full metal jacket ammunition. That's because full metal jacket will overpenetrate, go straight through something, and continue on its festive downrange flight, which absolutely is horrifying for those of us that are trying to use them in self-defense. Number 13, most gun owners understand gun laws a lot better than gun controllers do. Without a doubt. Without a doubt, that is true. Number 14. Universal background checks are already the law in many states. It is that way in many states. Illinois requires universal background checks. North Carolina has a universal background check only on handguns. And you have to go see your LEO just to be able to buy them. So what's the takeaway? the takeaway is that no amount of gun laws or being a do-gooder is going to keep guns out of the hands of evil people. Those laws can keep the guns out of the hands of very careful, safe, law-abiding citizens who just want to protect themselves and their families, and that by itself should be a crime. The Clinton campaign, one thing about Shillery, she can gather some funding. She can definitely gather some funding. And they were going to have a fundraiser at the home of an attorney. It was already vetted. The Secret Service had already vetted the home. And a San Francisco attorney was set to host a fundraiser attended by Bill Clinton this past Monday. But according to the San Francisco Chronicle, the Hillary Clinton campaign intervened at the last minute to order a change of venue after it was discovered that the homeowner, Frank Piter, is suing the city of San Francisco on behalf of the family of Kate Steinle, the 32-year-old woman who was murdered by an illegal immigrant in July. Former president was set to host a $1,000 a head fundraiser at Piter's home. One of the Piter's law firm's partners is Joe Kochet, a big-time Democratic fundraiser, but after a call from the Hillary Clinton campaign, the event was moved to the home of California U.S. Representative Jackie Speier. Papers suggest that the event was changed because of Piter's work for Kate Steinle's family, who is suing San Francisco over its sanctuary policies. Family says that Steinle's killer, Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, should have been deported back to Mexico when he was released from federal prison in April, but the city refused a request from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement because of its policies against working with federal immigration agencies. I'm going to say this again. Every city that does that, everybody in city government should be paraded away in handcuffs and locked up for violation of federal law. Lopez Sanchez, who had been deported from the United States 5 times and has numerous felonies on his record, is accused of shooting Steinle in the back while she was walking with her dad and a friend. You see, the gun went off accidentally. For those of you who, I believe the gun that he stole, that was stolen, that he found or had, was from a Bureau of Land Management officer, and it was a Sig Sauer 227 40 caliber pistol. I have owned a Sig Sauer 227 40 caliber pistol. Those things, you cannot make them go off accidentally beating it with a hammer. The only way to do it is to pull the hammer back and pull the trigger. And this guy said it fired itself 3 times. And the law lawyers in San Francisco are actually arguing that. The Steinle case caused a nationwide uproar over illegal immigration and of sanctuary policies. The case has been routinely cited on the campaign trail by Trump. Piter did not respond to an email request for comment about the Chronicle's report. The Clinton campaign has been very careful to not be seen as being anti-immigrant, which I'm not anti-immigrant. I'm anti-illegal immigrant. The former First Lady supported a more restrictive immigration policy during her 2008 presidential run, but apparently because she didn't get that, she decided to move more to the left. So, she has said that she will go even beyond President Obama's executive actions, granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens, which have been enjoined by the courts, by the way. She has also backed off her past support for building a stronger border wall as part of a comprehensive immigration reform. And now she's been talked into not even using the term illegal immigrant or illegal alien. It's hurtful. Illegal, saying illegal is hurtful. I'm telling you. The question gets asked a lot of times. Should CDC conduct gun violence prevention research? If and here's the way that this is my philosophy about gun ownership. If data indicated, if real hard data indicated that owning guns led to people shooting people with guns, just you know, if I got the gun and it here's my Glock 19. If I've got this and all of a sudden I'm seized by the voices to go out there and commit some sort of atrocity with his gun, then maybe we shouldn't have guns. Except the data doesn't lead me this way. What the data tells me is that regular people with carrying guns for self-defense, you know, anywhere from 2,000 to 6,000 times a day, use one of these to stop a crime against themselves and probably do sort of a societal favor. This has been studied over and over again. The first study to come out was Gary Click. Gary Click is a card-carrying member of the ACLU. He is a Democrat as long as the day is long, and is that even grammatically correct? And he came out, but he's an honest man, and he came out and said, 2.5 million times a year, people use guns. In a good way. Then came John Lott. John Lott had a partner. They went out and did the same kind of study. And he found out that where there are more guns, there is less crime. These two guys are like me, except they're smarter. I'm like them. Let's put it that way. These guys live and die for data. They live and die for data. So if the data took them in the position to the position that more guns equal more crime, they would be going that way unabashedly, without a hesitation. We'd be attacking them. But could we attack them? Because we get out there and we live in a world of people like me and you live in a world of facts, statistics. So would we attack them? I don't know. We're going to answer the question about the CDC when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Question: should the CDC be conducting research about gun use? This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. CDC. The big thing about the CDC is everybody says that the NRA keeps them from doing it and that the Republicans keep them from doing it. It isn't about them doing research. Research is what they do. It's about them pursuing an agenda. The John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Medicine pursues an agenda. They don't do studies. They pursue an agenda. They never come up with a study. And, you know, categorically, you would get out there and you would think, just by the law of averages, that occasionally they come up with one that was showed some good sign of gun use. But no, they don't ever do that. The Center for Disease Control has been prevented from doing this for 20 years, and it was stymied over concerns from conservatives that the agency would use its findings for anti-gun ends. Mark Rosenberg saw it differently. He spent 20 years with the CDC from 1994 to 1999. He was the director of the agency's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, where he developed an approach to violence prevention grounded in science. Violence is good. I like preventing violence. Now, conservatives have largely agreed that gun violence must not be tolerated. Many disagree on the methods best used to prevent it. Gun violence research as a political tool, that's the way it's seen by many. And that would then be used to stifle gun rights. That's the way it's seen by me. 20 years ago, Arkansas Republican Representative Jay Dickey penned the piece of legislation that passed in 1996 and cut $2.6 million of the Injury Prevention Center's budget to conduct research on gun violence. Dickey, who left the House almost 15 years ago, has in recent years said he regrets the policy he helped put in place and gave his name to, saying his original intent was to keep gun violence research from being politicized. Well, it still would be. Even junk gun science is politicized. I hate when these guys get older and they're out there and say, what about that? Yeah, you did a good thing, Mr. Dickey. Dickey and Rosenberg co-wrote an article in the Washington Post last month lauding the life-saving benefits of scientific research, citing a reduction in vehicle-related deaths with the development of barricades to divide oncoming traffic. They wrote, "Our nation does not have to choose between reducing gun violence injuries and safeguarding gun ownership. We can do the same with respect to firearm-related deaths, reducing their numbers while preserving the rights of gun owners. The problem comes in the interpretation of how you preserve them." There are a lot of people that will get out there and say, we're going to ban these guns, and this does not run up against the Constitution. It doesn't run up against the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is kept intact. What they're not telling you is that they're just limiting how many guns you get to have or what kind. Motor vehicle deaths have steadily declined for the first time in 65 years, and they have converged with the number of gun violence deaths, except, okay, this is where the grammatical usage of words gets in play. Violence with guns is confined to about 8,100 homicides. And out of those, about 240 of those are justified. So then you're down around, what, 7,800 violent homicides in a country with 130 million gun owners and 360 million guns. You're getting about 7,800 gun homicides perpetrated as a crime, murders, if you will. The other numbers there, the two-thirds of the numbers that they're talking about where they've converged with gun violence are suicide. Now, they say part of the cause of the decline in gun deaths or car deaths, has to do with new technology and the implementation of regulations mandating seat belts, anti-lock brakes, and airbags, which all came about after extensive research. NRA argues that it's these things, but not regulation, that causes a decrease in vehicle-related death. There's no evidence that the decline in motor vehicle deaths is wholly attributable to the government regulation as suggested in this article. Bigger and safer cars, such as SUVs and minivans, driving on improved roads, and more Americans living in urban, suburban environments with lower speeds are all more the result of market forces than government regulation. There isn't a shred of evidence to support the claim that more gun control laws will lead to fewer gun deaths. In fact, it goes the other way around. A lot of people like to blame the NRA for failing to compromise on the issue. Why should we compromise on the issue? There are plenty of studies done. There have been, Obama got a CDC gun study in June of 2013 published. That was part of his executive actions in 2013. He got one published. It went the wrong way. Somebody did not give the CDC the memo saying this has got to be a gun control thing. So, that part of it, nobody's going to bring that up. Have I got that? Let me see if I've got that somewhere. I don't see it. I'll have to find that. I'll have to find the Tom Hartman little sound bite. For you. Because I've had a discussion with the very biggest of the liberal talkers about this. Let's do that. T. Hartman. Search. See if we can pull that up. It's been discussed. It's been talked about a whole lot. And the studies that don't go the way they want to go, they attack them. That's the problem. They attack those studies. So even if language were added to the appropriations to ensure that gun violence research not be conducted with political bias, according to Philip Cook, that would not be enough for the NRA. He's a Duke University researcher. He said once the study is published, advocates can use it however they see fit. Scientists do not have to be directly involved as advocates. Their findings can be used by others to undercut the NRA mythology that guns do more good than harm. We sort of know where you're leaning, sir. Which leads me to believe that he's talking about these other studies. Now, the advocates for gun rights do look at what Lott does, and they look at what Kleck does, and Guys does, and some other people do, and there it goes. I'll have to play this for you. When we get back, when we flip into the next hour, how big is that? I'm going to let you hear the sound cut of me and Tom Hartman, the part of it anyway where we're talking about it, because he asked about that, and when I was a guest on his show, and then where he takes it is sort of ridiculous. That'll be when we come back from the flip in the hour. One thing that Once again, I'm going to bring up this thing with the patron.com. I want to go on the road and I want to come to you. I want to sit down with the listeners. I want to introduce you to the people that you think is cool. Some of these people that you think are cool that are in your locale. And I want us all to shoot and I want to film it and I want to do the show there and I want to do all of these things. And I need a budget to do that. And if you guys are interested in that, I'm going to put up a site on patron.com. I'll have it up on the website and on Facebook so you can go check it out. But that's coming. I'm ready to get out into the wild. Get out to the wild and everything else. I don't even know how much money that would be, though. I need to figure out which equipment I would need to add to the collection and everything else, which I will do. But that all is coming soon. We, however, are going to flip into hour number two. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.